KSL News Time is 6:59. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, and we start with you, Andy.
Amanda, we've got a crash near I-15. It's on 7200 South itself at that 700 West intersection just before you get to the freeway. Traffic coming from West Jordan, seeing quite a bit of slowing just to go through the intersection since the left lane is blocked. And it's also affecting westbound traffic heading from the freeway toward West Jordan and a little bit of delay there. Mainline I-15 heavy and slow already. Bangor Highway up through 106 South, and then again at 33rd South. Eric?
No problems if you're on I-15 until you get up to 2100 North and Lehigh. This is the northbound side, of course, and that's where you're going to see a little bit of brake tapping, but you're clear of that when you roll past Timpanogos Highway. A little bit busy on 800 North in Orem, as well as University Parkway heading over to the freeway. Heather?
We still have pretty good speed southbound I-15 in Davis County. We should start seeing some brake lights any time now in the Kaysville area, but so far it looks fairly good. No problems on US 89 or Legacy Parkway. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.